Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The candidates for Massachusetts' 4th congressional district seat also had their first debate yesterday. It's the second race for Republican candidate Sean Bealot, who lost to Congressman Barney Frank in the last election. Frank is retiring, and now Bealot is vying for a redrawn district against Democrat Joe Kennedy III. WBUR's Monica Brady-Myroff reports.
Sean Bealot launched his strongest attack on Joe Kennedy's resume. He says the 31-year-old Democrat is too inexperienced to serve in Congress.
He's not qualified for the office. There is nobody who would accept a candidate who had as little experience as he does, 2.5 years of being assistant attorney, assistant prosecutor, as sufficient to run for Congress.
Bealot is 37 years old, a businessman, and a reservist in the Marines. After the debate taping, Kennedy defended his record.
I'm proud of my work in the Peace Corps as a Peace Corps volunteer in the Dominican Republic, where I was for about 2.5 years. I'm proud of my work as a legal aid volunteer helping some families that were in the poorest parts of Boston. I'm proud of my work as a prosecutor standing up for the people of Massachusetts every single day in the courtroom, and I'm happy to let that record speak for itself.
The two differ most on the role of government in creating jobs and Medicare. Bealot says the best way to stimulate the economy is tax relief, because it allows families and businesses to make decisions about what to do with the money. Kennedy says there's a role for government to play in creating jobs by making sure businesses have access to capital and educating the workforce. However, Kennedy says now is not the time for another stimulus package. Bealot would support another stimulus package if it came through tax relief. Kennedy says their different positions should be clear to voters.
Sean and I have some real differences about how we view the role of government. What we view are the right reforms to try to get our country moving again in the right direction.
On Medicare, Bealot says he supports allowing people to either stay on Medicare or use vouchers. Kennedy says Medicare needs to be preserved and protected. He's against using vouchers. After the debate, Bealot criticized Kennedy for not giving specifics.
Let's have a discussion around what we should do and what we shouldn't do and how we save the program going forward, because that's what I'm concerned with, is saving the program long term.
Bealot says he supports making changes to entitlement programs, including Social Security. He thinks the age of eligibility should gradually be raised. Kennedy says he doesn't think it needs to be changed now. In terms of foreign affairs, the two also differ on the approach the U.S. should take to prevent Iran from developing nuclear weapons. Bealot criticizes the White House for not being more aggressive with Iran. Kennedy says there's still time for a diplomatic resolution, but all options are on the table. Their debate is the first of three, but the only one that will be televised. After the taping, Bealot accused Kennedy of trying to hide from hard questions by only agreeing to three debates. When Bealot ran against Congressman Frank 2 years ago, they had 9.
If anything, you'd expect a 16-term incumbent to say, okay, I'm not going to do this, because he has a record that he's running on. He has accomplishments. He has a legislative track record. I can't imagine in any other race where you'd have a first-time challenger go and refuse to do media, refuse to do debates. It's an unusual dynamic, to say the least, and I would hope voters ask for more before they start making decisions.
Kennedy says that 3 debates after the primary are enough. He says he's focused on getting out and meeting voters.
I've been out there every day over the course of this campaign, trying to let people know who I am, what I stand for, and giving them a chance to get to know me.
Bealot says he's more confident of winning this race than he was when he ran against Congressman Frank. The debate airs Sunday on Channel 5. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Myrov.